Well, y'all gonna laugh at me here, cause I got to use my wife's glasses. but you know, we can have fun. Come on. I wasn't planning this, but God knows. He knows everything.
Yes, he does.
And I'm gonna be reading from Jeremiah 16 through 18. Thus says the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old path. Where is a good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they say, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over ye, saying, hearken to the sound of thy trumpet. But they say, we will not hearken. Therefore hear ye, nation, and know, O congregation, what is among thee. Here on earth, behold, I will bring evil upon the people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my word, neither to my laws, but rejected it. You may be seated. Now then, I'm gonna say just a short. I can't keep up with these young people, so I don't even intend to try to do that. But I know one thing: God is still real, and He is still alive and doing things that He has done in the beginning. Now, when I am talking here about the old man, I'm not talking about going out here and doing the old things that we used to do. I'm talking about back to 30, 40 years ago.
Come on.
30, 40 years ago, we didn't run to the doctor as much as we do today.
Come on now.
Folks, let me tell you, as y'all was listening to Brother Wesley Colton, y'all was listening to the Bacon, it's all of this somewhere is tied together.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
And God expects me and you to live just exactly the way this word says.
Yeah.
You know, if we as Christian people would get back, and I realize there's a lot of young people in here, so when we talk about Brother Grissom got on Butcher and the cows and the pigs, and I know that went over a bunch of people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wasn't raised out there and got out there and had to take that old hog and dip that hog down in that barrel of water and then put that tow sack over it and scrape it and all. No, I know that went over. But we're not talking about that. I'm talking about back 30, 40 years ago when somebody was sick.
Right.
Everybody got a hold of God.
Right.
Everybody worked together.
Come on.
Why? Explain to me why that we have a church on every corner.
Right.
It is because they get out.
That's right.
Whatever we get to the place that we are really, really sincere with God.
Right, come on then.
We will see this sanctuary full.
Right.
This is not a playhouse.
No, sir.
This is not a playhouse.
No.
This is God. This is God's house.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And we need respect.
Amen.
So it gave you something else.
That's right.
And I'm fixing to close, but I'm going to tell you, and I won't ever hear me again, but that, you know, I say, you know, I feel that's my little thank you, brother.
No problem.
We all get in unity.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Get in unity.
That's it.
And let me tell you something. There is no telling what can take place right here. Loved ones, we're facing here in just a short few hours of going in to 2013.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, Brother Copeland was talking about the cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, This walk with God, God's going to take care of us if we do what He says.
Now, yes, He will.
But I want to tell you, it's going to get a little hard.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, let me tell you, if you don't think it ain't... I'm trying, Brother Bishop. I'll get down and I'll be closing. If you don't think that things can come hard, there's people that are sitting in here, Brother Bacon. Well, you and I don't mean nothing. This is just, but you got little kids, and these little kids, Brother Neil, are hungry.
Come on.
Now, don't sit and tell me that there ain't going to be a great temptation, because you don't want your kid hungry. You're going to try to survive for him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're facing some things. God took care of his wife.
Yes,
and God take care of us.
Yes,
the thing about it is,
mm-hmm.
is we have got to quit nitpicking.
Amen.
We have got to get in there, come on. And, you know, if you don't like what somebody says up here behind the pulpit, you know, you just don't say nothing. You keep your mouth shut.
Come on.
Praise the Lord, Brother Raymond.
I had a very, very sweet uncle, Brother Neil. He was Baptist. And this was something in my raising, which I wasn't a Baptist. I was a Assembly. But he told me, Brother Bacon, he said, I was a junior, so they all called me junior. But anyway, he said, why am I a junior? He said, let me tell you something. He said, if you can't say something good about somebody, he said, don't say anything.
Right. I believe
said,
that.
Keep your mouth shut.
Right.
He said, if you I'm just saying here that we have got the potentials to be on a great church.
Yes, sir.
But I'm telling you, it's going to take all of us work.